Good time zone, and welcome to the Temple of the Jedi Orders podcast. If you'd like to know more about what the Temple of the Jedi Order is, you can visit our website at templeofthejediorder.org. Today I'd like to talk to you about the importance of community. What is it? Why do we need it? And how do we cultivate it? Community is important, I would say, because it's always been important. We are social beings. We run in packs, regardless of if we believe we are more animal than man or not. We run in packs. And we run in typically small packs. Or at least that used to be our fate. Groups of about 100, 150 people. All connected, all knowing one another. All supporting one another, all fighting together, all growing together, all needing one another. But now we've become a global society. And in our effort to make ourselves more global, we've neglected our more immediate needs for relationship. We have hundreds and thousands of friends on Facebook. But we have only 3 or 2 close friends. We have thousands of pictures on Instagram, but who really knows who we really are? We put ourselves on our soapboxes on Twitter and the forums, but who knows what we really believe? And that's why I think community is so important. We need each other. And we need each other in such a way that we can connect. Not just through text or not just through memes or videos or anything like that. Those are great connecting tools. But we really need somebody we can talk to that can see our body language and hear our voice and touch our skin, maybe. Because we've evolved to need that. And we don't stop needing that just because we have computers. And the way that we can cultivate that is through intentionality. Getting out and going to meet people. Going out for coffee or tea or the movies. And having legitimate conversations with body language, tone, and face-to-face eye contact. We cultivate connection in the same way that we've done it for millions and millions of years. By connecting. It's not some simple magic formula. We know how to do it. We've been doing it since we were small. And I think we could do ourselves a good service if we learned how to, and remembered how to do it again. So I would like to offer some options in terms of cultivating connection. I have found that it's been really helpful to use meetup.com to connect to communities in my local area. And connect in the way that the groups are designed around things that I like. Anime or the Jedi or science fiction or poetry or whatever. And I meet friends in my community. And we talk about things. And cultivate relationships face to face. Now, I don't want to underestimate or understate the importance of any kind of connection. Online connection is just as important, I would say. I think we have to face the facts that online connection is one of the primary ways in which we connect with people with differing views, different ideologies with different cultures, and creating ourselves more open and tolerant or accepting space. We learn, we grow, we develop in ways that we might have found difficult a couple decades ago, back when we just had pen pals. But now we have Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and all these other ways in which we can connect with others. And we open ourselves up and expand our horizons in such a way that if we use the tools properly, we can grow and develop in knowledge and empathy and expand our path in such a way that it encompasses more and more of the world. So, how can we create connection at Temple of the Jedi Order? That's honestly what I want to get at. There are several ways. In the mornings, or rather in the morning for me, at 1300 Temple time, on weekdays, there is weekday meditations. We speak to one another for 1 hour about some aspect of the doctrine. And we keep going over and over and over the fullness of the doctrine. We're on our second cycle. I'd love to have you as part of that discussion. It's on the unofficial Discord. If you need the link, you can find it in the weekday meditations thread on the forum, in the meditation forum. We also have several opportunities to connect via voice with the IP study hall. That's once per month. There's also the Knight of Tea, where you can speak with either an apprentice or a knight who has finished some parts of training, and so would like to talk to you about anything, really, whatever comes up. So that is actually put on by Kit, and I think they've just started another cycle. And we're looking for other ways in which we can cultivate connection. But I would just say, get to know people around the temple and try to form your own circle of support. And if you need help, the clergy is always here to help you, to support you, to connect you. There are groups also at the Temple of the Jedi Order. Groups based on what we like or what we need. I know there's several groups about regions, martial arts, book club, anything really. If you can't find what you need and you want a group, just ask someone in council or one of the knights and we'll get one sorted for you. I hope this helps. May the Force be with you.